Adam Ruzzieri is back with us, the CMO at Agency Partner Interactive. Adam, it's always great to talk to you, man. Thank you so much.
John, always a pleasure. This is a good one.
It is a good one because there is a study out to rank the most hated brands across the world, and they did this study on Twitter and tried to figure out which brands were the most hated. It seems like Twitter is where you go if you don't like something. There's not a lot of a ton of positive things happening on Twitter, first off.
Without a doubt. I mean, in a lot of ways, Twitter's kind of like a gathering ground for trolls. You know, it's where you get to have your second identity, right? Like your fake online identity where you can just throw shade across the web. but it's like if you see a person or somebody else or a brand on the sidewalk or in real life, it's a very different conversation than what takes place from behind the keyboard. This particular study is kind of an interesting one. This analysis tool called SentiStrength was used to basically kind of scan and read the language that goes through Twitter, just the text and kind of what that text means. And, you know, on one hand, right, we have to recognize that Twitter does not necessarily represent the opinion or feelings of the entire United States. Like, you only have about 11.5% of Americans that are on Twitter on a daily basis. It's about 38 million daily active users. And there's a little over 330 million of us, right? So we have to kind of take this stuff with a grain of salt. And then two, as companies sort of look at, you know, the content that goes through social media platforms, they have to also ask themselves, you know, well, how important is this to my customer? Are my customers actually on these platforms or not? Like, what do they really look to? And, you know, it's interesting because, yeah, there's a lot of negativity that might flow through Twitter, but in some cases, it doesn't even affect the brands at all. Over a third of tweets related to Disney, of all brands, were extremely negative tweets. And last year, despite that, we saw Disney's share price rise by 125%, even with theme parks closed. So, you know, even if tweets are really mad or super negative, it doesn't necessarily mean that your company is going to lose money. But all that being said, you know, the nature of the message does matter. Look at Elon Musk and Tesla, right? Elon Musk uses Twitter to move markets. And right after he announced that Tesla would be working with Panasonic for their next car specific to the batteries, Samsung saw a loss of $500 million in market value. So, you know, it's kind of depending on what Twitter means to your business and what the nature of the message is, and definitely the person behind the message. That matters a lot. But of course, most of that negativity, though, you know, it's not stuff coming from Elon Musk. It's stuff coming from trolls. But I think that's kind of how we started this particular discussion.
And I thought it was very telling, maybe, that Uber was not only the most hated brand in the U.S., it was also the most hated in the U.K.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you think about, you know, how many customers a company might have, right? Does your company have hundreds of customers, thousands, millions? You know, Uber as a tech platform really allows business to take place, you know, behind, for I think, millions of customers, right? So you're going to have issues that kind of pop up here and there. You know, oh, it's 2 a.m. and I really need an Uber, but there's nothing available. Oh, I'm so angry. I'm going to go vent to the Twitterverse. It's kind of funny to see that our friends over in the UK kind of share similar concerns or similar gripes. But that being said, we're still using Uber. Interestingly, John, Sony was the most hated brand in Texas. And I had to ask myself why. Because they're also the most hated brand in 10 other countries. And when you think about Sony, it's this multinational conglomerate. It's a huge, huge corporation. They have so many different market touch points, just like Uber has so many different, I guess, customer touch points, just so many customers by volume. Sony is a movie producer. It's an electronics manufacturer. It's a gaming console brand. And, you know, when you're that big, I mean, you're going to piss somebody off, right? You're going to step on somebody's toes and they're going to talk about it. Because when a customer has a bad experience with a brand, they are 2 to 3 times more likely to talk about that bad experience than they are to talk about a good one.
I think that's what this is telling me for sure. And so for these brands, they're taking, I'm sure, this data with a grain of salt. I want to get to that in just a second. Meanwhile, the most hated fast food brand in 14 different countries is Kentucky Fried Chicken. What do you make of that?
This one cracks me up, John. So this cracks me up because I was looking at KFC's Twitter account, right? They have about 1.5 million followers. They're only following 11 users on Twitter. And it's kind of a customary thing, right? When somebody follows you that you have a relationship with, you should probably follow them back. The only users that KFC follows on Twitter, it's the individual accounts for the Spice Girls and 6 other dudes named Herb. So explain that to me. They're not following business partners. They're not following customers. They don't really engage with customers. And you know, as a business, KFC is really more about consistency and location. You know, they really use real estate to kind of just determine which markets they're going to get into. And, you know, it's the convenience and the price that really drives people to continue to make purchases of KFC, even if, you know, you're throwing in some shade on Twitter about not following you.
Now, Adam, so the question is begged, is this bad press necessarily, or these negative tweets? Is this all a bad thing? Because if you are big enough to get people tweeting at you, and it just shows that you are a big brand. Now, you know, there are other big brands that really don't show up here. Like, I don't see a lot of Chick-fil-A on here, for instance, you know, staying out of the limelight in this way, obviously they're doing something right. But is this all bad for these companies to be on this list?
It's definitely not all bad. I mean, it definitely proves one thing, right? People know of your brand and they're talking about it. I think if people don't know anything about your brand, that's a problem. The concept of bad press, I think, really is more of a dangerous concept as it applies to small businesses, businesses that really, really can be negatively impacted by a brand. Let's just say a disgruntled former employee leaves a brand and then starts publicly, you know, discussing how the brand or the leadership team might be, you know, racist or sexist or something terrible, right? Bad press can really affect a small business, but in respect to these larger brands, it's really more about focusing on your fans, right? You don't see a lot of Apple on this list. You don't see a lot of Chick-fil-A, like you said. These are brands that both focus on creating brand advocates. Microsoft is one of the most hated brands as far as big tech goes in the United States, but not Apple. Apple really does focus on turning customers into advocates who then sort of become cheerleaders and share their Apple stickers on, you know, with their friends. They put them on their car. They put them on the back of their MacBooks. Turning somebody into a brand advocate is a very, very powerful thing to do, because just like a good review, when your best friend tells you something positive about a brand, you're going to believe it. And 80% of the time, you'll become a customer of your best friend's favorite brand.
Final question for you. Lego, the second most hated. I thought this was hilarious. I'm guessing this is not a customer service issue with Lego. It might be more related to, you know, where the kids are maybe keeping the Legos and parents stepping on them.
Well, you're exactly right. I was going to say, you must be a parent, because, you know, I was thinking about this Lego one specifically and kind of pacing around my house thinking about this. And then I stepped on a dog bone. And I was like, oh, that really hurt. That's the same experience, I think, that happens with Lego, right? You're a parent, you're walking around, and then boom, your barefoot steps on a sharp Lego brick. And man, that really hurts. And you know what? You're going to go and tell everybody on Twitter about it. So I think that's kind of where the negativity comes behind Lego. Not so much in, you know, their products, right? It's about that parent experience. And man, that really hurt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.